Okay, councillors, welcome to council meeting 21st of April 2021, business paper. This meeting's been webcast, so those in attendance should refrain from making any defamatory statements. Item one, apologies and requests for leave of absence. We have two, councillor John Taylor and councillor Ross Bodie. Can I have a mover and a seconder? Councillor Morris, second, councillor Reynoldson. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Item two, declarations of items of procuring or other interest. Do we have any?
Matt Hanson, acting general manager. I have one, item 9.1. I'm an applicant for the position that you're discussing.
Yeah, only me on that plate, or what? No, I don't have to.
Item three, visitors. We don't have any. Item four, confirmation of the minutes. Recommendation that the minutes of the meeting held at the council chambers on the Wednesday, the 17th of March, 2021 be confirmed. Can I have a mover and a seconder? Move, councillor Roos, second, councillor Jones. All those in favour?
Carried.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item five, mayoral minutes. We don't have any. Item six, notice of motion. Don't have any. Item seven, resolution.
If we could, just before we go to items for resolution, Mr. Mayor, we've got a late item, which is 717. If council wishes to consider that, you'll need to resolve to consider it, and then Mr. Mayor, you'll need to consider
item.
It's an item of an item of great urgency. So,
so you want to do that now?
So I just think once you get it done, it's done. So
okay. Yep. Okay. So wait. Item 7.17.
You're just asking for it to be considered when it comes up.
Yep.
So all you're doing here is allowing it to be considered when it pops up in the agenda as an item.
Yeah. Do you want me to move that, do you? I'll move it if that's what you want.
Councillor Bruce, second Councillor Glanville. Anyone against? All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you.
Right. So that will come up in turn for the consideration.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Mayor, you need to.
Yeah, okay. So I'll rule that it is a matter of great urgency and it requires a division, is that right?
No, it requires a decision, sorry, okay. My handwriting, before the next scheduled meeting of council.
Yeah, okay.
I'll grab that back there too. All right, now we can move on.
7.1, financial accounts. Recommendation that the council receive the financial statement, bank reconciliation certificate and petty cash book made up of the 31st of March 2021. Confirm the accounts paid as warrant number 03/21, totalling $3,788,502.20. And note the report and the investments attached in Appendix 7.1-A. Move, Councillor Morris, seconded. Councillor Jones, any comment around the?
It's pretty much in line with expectations. Sorry, Matt Hanson, Acting General Manager. You are going to consider spending a fair chunk of this money later on in this meeting, so that's one of the reasons why it's significantly higher than it has been in the past. You've borrowed and drawn down money you propose to spend.
No further comment or questions. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? So carried. Item 7.2, roadside hazard. Recommendation, council revoke the roadside hazard treatment policy adopted on the 18th of January 2012 and adopt the roadside hazard policy set out below. Can I have a mover and a seconder for that? Councillor Reynoldson, second, Councillor Bruce. Comment, Director of Technical Services.
There's been some changes to our road width on our low traffic roads to save money. Our supposed to keep low traffic roads, we're able to reduce the sea width, increase gravel shoulder width because the probability of meeting another car is quite low, and also provides enough room to get off the road. I suppose it's the biggest change.
Mm-hmm. Any questions or comments around that?
Yeah, I think it's just Roger Reynoldson. I think it's just common sense. You know, we're adapting the rules for our situation, so it's good.
Yep. Okay. No further comment or question. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Seven point three. Transport Asset Management Plan 2020. Recommendation that council reclassify Colwells Road and Chinaman's Road from collector roads to residential access roads, and following the option of the policy number 73 roadside hazard approval, the amendment of the Transport Asset Management Plan to incorporate tables 5.1, 5.2, 5.3 of the policy number 73 roadside hazard as tables 3.6A, 3.6B, 3.6C in the plan to change table 5.11 and the executive summary to reflect the reclassification of Colebles Road and Chinaman's Road from collector roads to residential access road. It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Councillor Morris, Councillor Reynoldson. Moved. Seconded. Again, comment, Director of Technical Services.
This is primarily following on from the last item. With the reclassification of Colebles Road and Chinaman's Road, that's primarily due to the number of trees on the side of the road on that one, and it's relatively low average annual daily traffic. It would seem appropriate to reclassify these roads.
Any comment? Question? No. Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. 7.4. Employee leave policy. Recommendation that council revoke the employment leave policy adopted on the 17th of February in 2021 and adopt the employment leave policy set out as below. Another mover and a seconder. Moved Councillor Morris. Second Councillor Jones. Comment? Acting General Manager, you want to make a comment?
Differs slightly from the policy that you adopted earlier on in February. Mainly as a result of representations from the USU. We've agreed negotiated an agreed position. Most of the changes made, and the only real significant ones, relate to around the notice required for taking leave. So instead of requiring 4 weeks' notice to take 2 days of leave, it's more along the lines of a reasonable amount of notice for the period of leave that you propose to take.
Okay. Any comments or questions around that? Procedural.
Just out of curiosity, how does this work? Did you meet them face to face, or was it all Zoom? Or
no, face to face. The local union delegate came and asked to meet with staff, and he met with staff and discussed, and then he came and met with his own members. Sorry, and then he came and asked to meet with management to discuss the concerns that staff had.
So, what would have been the result if you couldn't have come to an agreement?
Oh, we generally always come to an agreement in some way, shape, or form. The union in my time has always been reasonable. They understand we've got an issue and we understand they're looking after the interests of their members.
Fair enough. Okay. No further comment or question. Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? So carry. 7.5. Baruga Recreation Reserve Strategy 2021 to 2031. Recommendation that the Council adopt the Baruga Recreation Reserve Strategy 2021 to 2031, attached as Appendix 7.5-A, and develop a master plan. Another mover and a seconder?
I'll move.
Move Councillor Reynoldson, second Councillor Jones. Sorry, just had to sneeze. Any comment?
I think it's a necessary step so we can produce our master plan. This is a good way of getting our ducks in a row to get funding for it. It's a necessary step towards achieving grants.
Mm-hmm. Any further comment or question? No. All right. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. 7.6, Draft Capital Works Budget. I have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Morris, second Councillor Glanville. Comment, Director of Technical Services.
Reasonably straightforward. Continuing on from our previous years and our five-year plan, ultimately there hasn't been too many changes to our programme.
Any comments from the councillors? Questions?
That's good to see a balanced budget.
All right, I therefore put the recommendation for the works budget. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. 7.7, proposed fees and charges 2021-2022. Recommendation that the council would refer the draft register of fees and charges for inclusion in the draft 2021 2022, that should say, operational plan.
It should. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Move and a seconder. Councillor Morris, second. Councillor Jones, any comment?
No. Matt Hanson, Acting General Manager. Just drawing your attention to the item of interest. The only charge that's really going up or anything more than around about 2% is the charge for supplying water meters, and that's going up to meet the increased costs of the new meters that we now provide, that we can use their automated meter reading system.
That's only a cost cut recovery.
Pretty much, yep. Yep. We certainly don't make money out of supplying meters. It's just making sure we cover the costs of of putting them in. The Director of Technical Services has gone through and had a look at all the planning fees and tried to bring them into line with where we think they should be and where some of our peers are as well.
Right. No further questions or comments. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, against, that's carried. Thank you. 7.8, Southern Riverina Irrigators, request for financial support. The direction of council is sought here. So in the report, the council has received a request for funding from Southern Riverina Irrigators via the Murray Irrigation Limited. Copy of the correspondence is in agenda 7.8-A. This item's being brought to council to determine whether it wants to make a voluntary contribution or whether it believes that the $10,000 it's already contributed to the water diversion study was an adequate contribution. So I'm looking for some direction. Councillor Morris.
Yeah, look, Daryl Morris, councillor. Look, I believe we should be actually adding an annual voluntary amount to this Southern Riverina Irrigators just to show our support and advocacy for the running of it. I believe it's an essential.
Okay, so you're moving that?
I'm moving that.
We have a seconder. Councillor Reynoldson, any further comment we want to make around that?
Oh, my only comment is that it's a charge that's going to potentially to all irrigators, so it's just council as a water user with everyone else, and yep. I think it's a good cause, and it's only $900.
Okay.
We've got a seconder, sorry?
Yeah, we have. Councillor Reynoldson's going to second it. All right. Having had a discussion there, all those in favour of the recommendation? Against? Carried. Thank you. 7.9, naming of the new Finlay Park. That the council endorse the attached engagement strategy for naming of the new park for Finlay as attached in 7.9/A. We have a mover and a seconder.
Yeah.
Councillor Morris, second. Councillor Bruce. Any comment around that?
No, I just think it's a good thing that we need to put this back to the community. I think it's a good move.
Yeah.
Put it back to them to come up with a name rather than the bloke sitting around the table here.
Well, how about Hannon Park?
All those in favour of the recommendation? Moving on. Against? Carried. Thank you. Rose between two thorns. 7.10. TO7-2021, design, supply, installation, testing and commissioning of Baruga Water Treatment Plant upgrade. Council accept the tender submission from Water Treatment Australia Pty Ltd in the amount of $4,722,278.10. Sign and seal the contract documents in the relation to the one above. Appoint the Director of Technical Services as a contract superintendent. I'll move in a second. Councillor Bruce, Councillor Glanville, any comment? Director of Technical Services.
It's been a long process to get it at this point. It's good to keep progressing.
So this is just going to shore up the water supply and the capacity for the Baruga community going forward?
Yes. So at present with the Baruga Water Treatment Plant, we are having capacity issues, particularly in summer. We struggle to meet demand. Effectively, we are doubling the capacity of the plant now, so we'll be able to produce twice the amount of water at a rate in litres per second. So we should be able to keep that town pressure up.
Very good. Great result for the community.
How long are we budgeting on this being sufficient for?
Part of the idea, projecting out populations for at least 30 years.
30 years.
No. Any further comment or question around that?
Good to be able to get a shower.
It's got to be done.
Instead of having to run around in circles underneath it.
Catch the drops.
These things take a while, but it's a good result. All right, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, against, that's carried. 7-11, T08, 2021, design, supply, installation, testing and commissioning in the water, Finley Water Treatment Plant upgrade. Accept the tender submission of the Water Treatment Australia Pty Ltd in an amount of $5,354,133.85. Sign and seal the contract document in relation to one above. Appoint the Director of Technical Services, the Chief Superintendent. Can I have a mover and a seconder? Move, Councillor Morris. Second, Councillor Bruce. Comment, Director of Technical Services. I just have a question. So it's a significant amount, increase in amount. Is that just due to population? Is that why we're building? Is it because we're building a bigger water treatment plant?
With Baruga, Baruga is an extension of the existing plant. With Finley, it is a new plant.
New plant.
The existing plant from there's records on that's coming from 1940. It's about past.
It's about past. Just. None of us in here, a couple of us might have been.
Just the Director of Technical Service might want to make a comment about the savings by putting two contracts together.
Mm. Yes, sorry, at our, I believe at the previous council meeting, we resolved to go in and request the tenderers that provided tenders for both the Baruga Water Treatment Plant contract and the Finley Water Treatment Plant contract to identify any time and cost savings if they were successful in being awarded both contracts, which they have come back. There has been some savings.
Were they all keen on that idea? Or
you had no
negative responses?
I had no negative responses in terms of what we asked. There was decreases in costs on both, so it's easier to establish in that and utilise contractors in simultaneously.
What sort of money did you say? I'll bring you, you know?
I'd have to take that one on notice.
Definitely a savings there. And we got a time build on these two facilities?
I believe it's 18 months.
For both of them?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that'll provide some economic activity in both those communities over a 12 or 18 month period, which will be good. Have some workers engaged, and that'll flow on to our small businesses in hospitality. All right, we'll have a move in a second. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, against, carried. Thank you. 7-12, Tokemoor Car Park. Recommendation, the council adopt the car park concept plans attached. I'll say that again. Adopt the car park concept plans attached as a draft.
As draft, yeah.
Approve the demolition of all buildings and structures located on lots 1 and 2 DP 511822 motel, subject to the granting of a development consent. Gravel the site upon completion of the demolition works. Have a mover and a seconder? Councillor Morris, second, Councillor Reynoldson.
I just question whether we need to put in that the DA go on display for 14 days. Yeah. I think you need that in there as point three.
Okay. Yep.
Well, that's the normal procedure, Councillor Bruce.
It did mention the DA in there too.
Yeah, subject to granting of DA.
Oh, right. Consent.
Gravel aside upon completion, sir.
So if I could, Mr. Mayor, I might explain.
Yes, you can explain.
Sorry, Matt Hanson, Acting General Manager. So from here, if you adopt this resolution, what you're saying is that you're going to go ahead with the demolition subject to getting development consent.
Yeah.
What we will do at council, at officer level, is we will lodge the development application. We will then, as per our community, what do they call it? The consultation plan. We will put that out on exhibition for 14 days. The public can make submissions. If there is any submissions against, then the development manager will need to bring it back to council for a determination at the next meeting whether you're going to grant it development consent or otherwise.
Yeah.
So it will come back. If there is any objections from the community, then the development the DA will come to the next council meeting for determination. So all this does is allow you to, if you do choose to give it development consent next meeting, we can get straight on and do the works. Yeah. But that'll be a decision that you got, that the council will make at the next meeting.
Yeah, councillor, that's the important part. We want, want the DE to keep happening.
Yep.
Community will get their consultation, but if we decide to go through and knock it all down, it can all happen quicker than wasting time, because we've got issues. We're worried about issues with squatters and whatever else, and OH&S reasons, so we want to keep it all moving.
All right. Any further comment or question? I have moved in a second. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? That's so carried. 7.13, Operational Plan 2021, March Quarter Report. That the Council note and adopt the appended March Quarter Review of the Council's Annual Operational Plan 2020-2021. I have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Reynoldson, second Councillor Morris. Comment, Acting General Manager? In the absence of the Social and Strategic Planner?
Most items are on target. The ones that aren't are generally ones where we've got some staffing issues, or they're ones that the council has seen as being lower priority. But happy to take any questions on any items.
All right. I have no questions.
Just so you, obviously the review of the LEP will take a little time until we acquire a...
With the review of the LEP, yes, it's flagged, it needs to be done. There's a fair bit on in our development department at the minute, with the New South Wales planning portal having to go live 30th of June, UPSS being handed back to us, and the implementation of tradeways, and change in staff is keeping us fairly loaded, but I would hope to commence this process in about September.
Yep.
Okay, have a mover and a second. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. 7.14, Draft Operating Budget 2021-22. That the Council adopt as a draft the proposed 2021/2022 operating budget attached as Appendix 7.14A for inclusion in the 2021-2022 Draft Operational Plan. Mover and a seconder? Councillor Morris, second Councillor Glanville. Any comment?
I'd just like to compliment the staff on bringing back a balanced budget. As of a fortnight ago, there was quite a deficit there, and I think they've done a good job. We're running into strife with a lot of our grants. It cost us a little bit more than we were hoping, so anyway, it's come out good.
So if... From here, the whole report's there, and I'm sure councils have read it. Obviously, you will adopt it as a draft as a council. It will then go into the operational plan. The operational plan will come forward to the May meeting as a draft. It will then get adopted and put on public display. The public can then make comment, and then it'll come to the meeting in June for formal adoption. So there's still some opportunities to have some input into the budget or make changes if required.
Pardon me. Okay, put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Training on how to get up here quicker. Financial review, January-March 2021. Sorry. Yep. Recommendation that council note the third quarterly review in the budget of the 2020-2021 budget and vote the funds contained therein as shown in Appendix 7.15A. Note the quarterly budget review statement also attached as Appendix 715-B. A mover and a seconder. Councillor Reynoldson, second Councillor Glanville. Comment? Acting General Manager again. In the absence of the Director of Corporate Services.
So, in reality, what we've done here is just trim some of the things that we're just not going to get to this year, and where they're possible, they've been moved forward to the future budget. Or alternatively, we've recognised savings that we have made. We tend to budget on a conservative basis, so when we get to this part of the year, we can then start to realise some of the things that have actually, some of the savings we've achieved and some of the additional revenue we've got. We are making an operating surplus, both in cash terms and accrual terms, which is very positive considering the environment we're in. Other than that, you'll start with, well, you've just seen, we're about to spend $10 million on capital improvements for the water fund, so you'll start to see some changes flowing through from that.
Any further comment? All those in favour of the recommendation? Against? Carried? Seven 7.16, Statement of Revenue Policy. That the Council refer the draft Statement of Revenue Policy for inclusion in the draft 2021-2022, correction again, operational plan.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor. So again, a bit like the draft Statement of Fees and Charges, this will, by adopting this, it'll still get included in, it will be included in the operational plan going forward, that'll get placed on display. And then, of course, come back to Council for formal adoption in June. This is just giving, allowing you to formally include this in a draft in your operational plan. In terms of the charges, there's been no change in rate categories from last year. The rate peg at 2% has been applied across the board. For water and sewer waste charges, we've also applied the 2%, a 2% increase as set by the Independent Pricing and Regulatory Tribunal. So it's not a lot different from what we would normally do.
Remove a seconder, please. Councillor Glanville, second Councillor Reynoldson. All those in favour of the recommendation?
Held responsible for everything.
Thanks, Gary.
If you wink, you've got it.
Item 8, items of noting.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, 7.17, late item. So, recommendation is that the councillors Jones and Bodie attend the Murray-Darling Association's 77th National Conference and AGM at Wentworth from Sunday the 16th of May, Wednesday the 19th of May 2021. I have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Bruce, second. Councillor Glanville.
Let them go have a bit of a holiday, they need a break.
And as me being the mayor, I do deem that this is a matter of urgency, as it falls before the next council meeting. So happy to accept that resolution and the mover and a seconder. All those in favour? Against? That's carried.
Thanks,
thank
Roger.
You. Item 8.
I expect a full report.
We'll get one. That the items are noting from 8.1 to 8.6 inclusive be received and noted. Can I have a mover and a seconder? Councillor Morrison, second. Councillor Jones.
Eight.
8.1, ABS regional population growth.
Yeah.
Matt Hanson, acting general manager, just noting that we've had an increase of 34 people, including a natural increase of 2 people. We've had 2 more people born in the Shire than passed away, which is a positive sign for a rural community.
And we always thought we got an ageing population, all retirees in the Shire. So
absolutely,
what's going on?
And I think I'd like to just make the point too, councillors, this is 15 years in a row of uninterrupted population growth, which is significantly different than the population projections put out by the New South Wales Department of Planning, which continues to show a shrinking. So I think, again, all we can do is keep pushing back on that and show the evidence as it actually stands.
Right. 8.2, letter of appreciation. 8.3, dine and discover vouchers. This has been quite successful for our hospitality industry, which is good. And I'm sure before June 30, when the take-up finishes, that those numbers will have increased significantly yet again.
So we will try and we'll bring a report every month until that's finished, just to keep you up to date, councillors, given it was an item that you expressed some interest in the corporate workshop.
Very good. 8.4.
2020-2021 rate collectors, rate collections and outstanding debtors third quarter. There again, a great result. Our race department do a wonderful job. Whilst working with ratepayers when their issues arise. However, their collection rate again is improving year on year. 8.5. Local Government COVID-19 Splinter Interim Award 2021. Any comment? Just that we're in again for...
Another 12 months. So with Splinter Awards, it's very anomaly industrial award. They have a lifespan of 12 months. The last one has expired and the new one needs to come in. Council needed to opt in by a certain date, otherwise it wouldn't be covered by the Splinter Award. So staff have opted in, and to bring it to your attention just so that council is aware. There is no significant changes from the previous Splinter Award, other than there is an entitlement to leave if you need to take a vaccination.
Is this something that was invented with COVID, or there was Splinter Awards before that?
It's the first Splinter Awards I've seen, Councillor Reynoldson, but there is the provision in the award for Splinter Awards. But it's the first one I've seen.
Mm. 8.6, development determinations for the month of March 2021. Any comment? Must have having a break from swimming pools, are we, or what? All those in favour, items are noting. Against, carried, thank you. Somebody move that we go into closed council. Councillor Morris, Councillor Reynoldson.
All in favour,
yeah. Against, that's carried. I'd suggest that someone's going to leave so they can close that on their way out. Acting G. General Manager is Matt Hanson's leaving the in closed council. 9.1 was moved, Councillor Glanville, second Councillor Morrison, that we call an extraordinary meeting on the 28th of April at 9 a.m. to interview final applicants and appoint CEO. 9.2, moved Councillor Bruce and Morrison that the tender be, well, the report be noted around the water treatment plant for Baruga. And 9.3, Councillor Reynoldson and Councillor Glanville, again, that the report be noted around the supply and installation of commissioning the Finley Water Treatment Plant upgrade. They are all the things that happened in closed council. So now we go to the Mayor's report.
Committees?
Oh, sorry, committees, yep. Better get there first, eh? Jump the gun. We don't have any committees, do we? No. So there we go to where I was heading, to the Mayor.
Got something written, Mr. Mayor?
No, I haven't.
Might be as quick as rolling it writing.
Yeah, you will be. So on the 25th of March, I just did a couple of news interviews around bank closure in Finley and the new building in Tokemwal. What have we got there? 24th of March, March again, I just had a Zoom meeting with Climate Clever Australia. Just around a proposal that they were putting that they would like to put the council going forward. Told them that because we have an interim period with GM that we would refrain from acting on any of that sort of stuff until we have a new CEO. Friday the 20th. Sorry. Go again. sorry. Friday, we conducted CEO interviews. And then again on the Saturday, we conducted CEO interviews all day. And that was a week after. That was Friday the 9th and Saturday the 10th. And that's about it for my report this month. Somebody like to move that we accept it? Councillor Morris, Councillor James. All in favour? Against? Carried? Going around the table? Councillor Morrison?
Nothing to move for me.
Councillor Reynoldson?
Had another Zoom meeting for the MDBA pilot program between here and with, who was it? Oh, it was the Bureau of Meteorology, so we listened to all the forecasts for next year.
Mm-hmm.
The only other query there, I had the MDBA bloke ring me up the other day, wants me to go on another forum in Albury for science and monitoring it all. So do you think I should be going?
To Albury?
Yeah.
Well,
it's another community forum what would you say?
You're in for a penny.
Mm.
You might as well be in for the pound.
It's only three.
It's no good somebody else coming in behind you now. No. You've been part of it, so if you're happy to participate.
Oh, we can have a go at it. It's only three meetings a year.
Yeah, okay. That doesn't need any resolution.
No, they'll pay.
Yeah.
Well, like costs.
Yeah. Anything further?
Just went to, we had a couple of Rowan send-offs, which were good. Well, attended by everybody.
Mm.
So I think that was showing the respect that everyone had for Rowan.
Yeah, the Wednesday night one, which I didn't mention, but yeah, the Wednesday night one was well attended. There was well over 40 or 50 people there, which was great. Councillor Glanville.
Only the Rowan send-offs. And the only other thing participated in was the interview process.
Right. Now, Matt and Ro and I attended the last Aerodrome Users meeting. It was a very harmonious meeting.
Last one, sorry, was it?
Hmm?
Aerodrome.
Oh, Aerodrome Users meeting. Right. And Matt was there, and it was very harmonious, as I said. And there was congratulations to Ro and all round from most of the former antagonists, I'll say. So it ended very friendly note. So that was very good. And even on that, now there was a question asked afterwards or during the meeting, what's happening to that land on Barrington's Road, the triangle piece that's on the southern side of the last development we made. There was some talk about Dennis Sutton going there. Remember that?
Yeah. I'll have to get back.
So one of the operators there was talking about, I think he said he'd like to buy it.
Well, that would just be a commercial agreement between him and the person that owns it.
The other question out of that was the house in Flight Place, Woody's old house. So it had to be subdivided off. You know, I've had two people ask, when's it going to be auctioned? I said, well, when it's subdivided and probably advertised. So that'll be another council revenue. You put that in a budget?
No. So James,
well, the way the prices are going up, and I think it'll be 180 plus probably, yeah, which will be very good. Yeah. That was about on the aerodrome meeting. The dinner in Finley the other night, that was fantastic. Now, the Murray-Darling Association Region 2 meeting at the depot in Denny. It was a pretty good meeting, actually. We had Moira Shire, Federation Shire, us and Edward River Shire there. And out of that came, there was a discussion about the choke business. And we've heard all about, you know, they want to divert water around the choke one way or another. And the MD Murray-Darling Association was supposed to meet with the Yorta Yortas. But apparently the authorities done a deal with the Yorta Yortas. We don't know. It's only rumoured. Yeah. So at this stage, Norm Brennan's told us about that. So I don't know. Anyway, out of that meeting, it came out, we're in line for the next meeting here in June. So what I was suggesting is after our council meeting in June here. Would that be okay? Well, we've got another meeting to come up before that, so.
That should be fine.
And at that meeting, Michael Pasali from Murray Irrigation wants to give an address on the whole thing about the choke and everything like that. Have you heard about any of that? No, you haven't.
Word.
I think he was going to contact you anyway. And the idea was to get Federation Shire here, the shires that are in it, plus a representative from Murrumbidgee Shire, from Jewellery area basically, and the West Garugan irrigators too. So anyway, we'll try and get that organised in the next week. Well, I think that's about all I've got to say. Yeah.
Councillor Bruce.
I just attended both Ryan's functions. MC the one here at the Reserve, Berrigan Reserve. I just would compliment the RSL Club on that meal. I thought it was an outstanding meal. And I reckon you should, wouldn't hurt to write to them and say, well, you know, it was very well done. You know, a bit of recognition of what they're doing wouldn't hurt, I don't think.
That might cut out a few of our $25 ones, I don't forget.
The other things, I attended the BAG meeting. And also attended the Chambers meeting at Tokemoor, which I suggest turned into a bit of a circus, actually.
Sorry, you attended a what? A chamber meeting?
Chambers meeting at Tokemoor,
okay.
Which turned into a bit of a circus, quite honest.
That'd you be invited guests, were you? You invited guests as the Bruger Chamber?
No, I represent the Bruger BAG at that meeting.
Did Ross chair it?
Ross chaired it.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't Ross's fault, it was just...
No, and I know what you mean.
Just ridiculous.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they've gone off the rails a bit, have they?
Not the chamber, just some people attending it.
Okay.
All right, eh?
Anyway.
Last thing you could do is shut that meeting down. You know, they need to meet. That chamber, it's pretty important that they meet with the mayor and the general manager on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the chamber president's meeting?
Yes.
Sorry, I thought you were
talking about the chamber president's meeting.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry, I was an apology to that.
Yeah, I know, you were, but chamber president's meeting. They need to continue to meet. Just ridiculous, you might think that you're going to do it by, you know, emails or something. The idea was to get people together and have a discussion every two months, and that wants to continue. But there was other issues there that quite concerning, actually, a couple of them. But I don't know that I need to be broadcasting on open mic at a council meeting.
We'll see what happens at the next scheduled meeting, and maybe we might need to just reaffirm our commitment to it by all chambers and BAGs and BWAs. I think it's a useful form.
A little bit to do with tonight's function, actually, but yeah, I'm not going to comment on it.
Well, tonight's function will be a great function.
I have no doubt it will be.
There'll be plenty of comments made around that tonight. Celebrating small business in the Berrigan Shire and how resilient they've been through the COVID process.
Can I just ask a question?
You can ask a question.
You got two. This is more general business, I suppose.
So you finish your report?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, you can start general business, yeah.
Tonight we've got two categories. Got four nominations in each,
mm-hmm.
and they've all had a video done on them.
Mm-hmm.
At X amount of dollars each.
Mm-hmm.
How much per video? Anyone know?
I'll take that on notice, but certainly it's at least a couple of $1,000 each video, Bruce.
Okay.
And again, what a great gesture by the Berrigan Shire to promote local businesses in the Berrigan Shire, especially through the pandemic and the challenges they've had. And I'm sure every business is extremely appreciative of the videos that they've ended up with.
Yeah, okay. You're not going to draw me into it because I'm not going to go
I'm
there.
Not trying to draw you into anything, Councillor Bruce. I'm just making a statement that, yeah, it's great to relaunch the book, the business awards.
I just hope tonight they recognise the people who didn't get nominated.
Well, that's something that I will be doing tonight, and I'm happy to put on the record now that, you know, we need to congratulate every business in the Berrigan Shire, those that have struggled, those that have grown and have actually done well out of it, but especially those that haven't, because it has been a challenge for especially the tourism and hospitality section. I'm willing to congratulate every business in the Berrigan Shire for showing the resilience, and it just proves how important it is going forward ever more that we do need to, where we can, shop local first, because, you know, it's just a point.
Don't agree with what you're saying.
No, that's all right. You don't agree?
I said I don't disagree with what you're saying.
That's good.
As long as that happens.
Yeah, it will happen. Don't worry. It'll happen.
That's good.
Trust me. And if it doesn't, remind me.
The other one was, it probably is, that there was a push to start a super chamber.
Super chamber?
Yeah.
Like super coach?
Super chamber. Skid the council chamber meetings and start a super chamber.
Super chamber.
So there again, through that forum, that's an opportunity for different chambers, BAG or Brewer Advancement Group, to feedback through the council and the council to feed through them what's actually going on. So what would be the purpose of a super chamber, do you think? To disconnect the conversation between your council and the chambers, would that be it?
Someone fueling their ego, I would suggest.
Okay. How are they proposing to fund their sandwiches and stuff? Anyway, look, there we go. That'll play out in whichever direction it takes. I'm not too concerned about
that. Bottom line is that at the end of the day, that meeting of council of the chamber presidents and the mayor and the general manager need to continue in the format currently, where people come along and meet and hear what's being said and have an opportunity to comment on what's happening in their towns.
You're saying an open meeting?
Oh, we still attend them. Yeah. You don't turn them into Zoom meetings or...
No. I think it works quite well. We shift it around the communities. Everybody gets a chance to host. It's only four meetings a year, isn't it? Four meetings a year.
Six.
It's not a great commitment.
No.
Toke Chamber of Commerce were out, but they're back in. So my understanding is if all on board... And we'll just reaffirm that commitment again at the next Chamber President's meeting.
That's good.
Good, no worries. Anything else, Councillor Bruce?
No.
All right. Councillor Jones?
Yeah, just on
swing
one
away
matter, I've had conversations with Peter Cohen on his developments selling that block of land, and I don't know whether any other councillors have got any emails from him or not, but I've arranged with Matt, we'll have a quiet meeting with him and try and sort it all out, so... That's all. He gets a bit wound up. He doesn't understand the process. So Matt and I'll...
Just be there to guide him to Matt, and Matt can have the
I'll
direction
the
with the development manager, developer, because you know that, you know.
Yeah.
We don't need to be there.
Yeah.
Councillor Glanville? No. Councillor Rattleson? No. Councillor Morris?
Thank you.
Technical Services? Nothing. Development manager.
I've just got one thing. So on Friday we should have the decision of the Brolin Road solar farm from the planning panel. So that'll be 9 o'clock on Friday morning. So hopefully we have a decision on that.
Okay. We don't have to do anything more. That's just once they tick off on it, it's right to go.
They can then start, you know, engaging some works and apply for their construction certificate. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's been a process, isn't it? Acting General Manager.
Just a reminder about the Business Awards, which we've already discussed, and if you've got partners coming, can you just let Jack know? ANZAC Day at Tokemoor, I understand Councillor Jones is going to do that this year.
What was that?
Anzac Day in Tokemon.
Yes, that's
yep,
right.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday...
Oh, you'll be back.
Yesterday afternoon, too late to come on the agenda.
Councillor Jones,
we received a letter from the Heritage New South Wales, Heritage Council New South Wales, giving notice of its intention to list a World War II aeroplane hangar on the State Heritage Register. So it's one of the hangars that's on McCulloch Street. They intend to have call for submissions from any members of the community, owners, managers, organisations, other interested parties. And that will go on public exhibition on the 19th, which is just been.
Right.
And will close on the 17th of May. So if councillors want to give some thought to whether we want to make a submission or not, it's on private property. But just bring it to your attention, I've only found out.
Is that the one where the containers are being done, that one? There's two hangers. And that one is in pretty good condition because all the trusses have been welded. I think it should be kept as a heritage job. They have changed a little bit along the outside, I think, but it's nothing. And then they don't maintain them and they'll fall down.
Being listed on the State Heritage Register is no guarantee that they'll actually get state money to try and fix it.
Yeah, I know.
It just means more restrictions if they try and do anything with it.
Sportavia got a grant a year or so ago, wasn't it, in the Heritage Grants, to do that one truss in the building. I think they've done it. Yeah. Do you recall that, Mr. General?
Was that council funded one, though?
That was a Heritage funding, the $10,000 we get every year.
Yes.
And you've got to put in half for the job. I think they got $5,000 or something. I just forget what it was. So.
Yeah.
And they did the one truss that was broken. So that's in the Sportavia.
Yeah, it was. Yes.
Yeah.
That's about all I've got, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, well, I don't have anything. Other than I did attend Anzac Day, Cobham Baruga Anzac Day luncheon as well on Sunday, just gone. All right, being no further business, close the meeting at 11:53. And what time is